You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Joker covered this article. I had to look for it for myself. Gentlemen, this right here is a true reflection of the clown world of the dating market. Now, let me go ahead and say this right off the bat, so I can lay my own personal foundation. I have zero sympathy for any man that is still paying his hard-earned money for any and all dating apps that he is currently on, yet will complain that he's still striking out. We all know this. The data is thoroughly available. The overwhelming majority of female profiles on dating sites are either bots or they're women who tend to be there only to get a quick attention fix. They have little to no intention of actually meeting any guy there. But let me reiterate, if you're still paying for these dating apps and still striking out, guess what? You get no sympathy, because all of the information out there is readily available to show you that the overwhelming majority of these dating apps are in fact scams. But let's get into this article that was published on the 22nd of September. Tinder unveils staggering $500 per month, quote unquote, VIP subscription tier. Yes, gentlemen, you heard me correctly. $500 a month for Tinder. Seeking's diamond subscription is only $275 a month. However, Seeking, just like every other dating app, was invaded by normie women. Yeah, you've got 60-year-old women on Seeking talking about they want a sugar daddy. Gentlemen, the dating pool, let me be more specific. The American dating pool is a toxic radioactive cesspool. Go to fresh lakes. Yeah, that $500 a month can be well spent, or should I say, it could be saved for a trip to a fresh lake. Just saying. Tinder has unveiled a $500 per month exclusive subscription service to the dating app's most active users, who will have access to features including VIP search, matching, and conversation. Gentlemen, as we all know, even if you pay for this service, there is still no guarantee of getting what these guys truly want. Tinder Select, which was initially launched in 2017 as a free of charge, invite only tier geared towards quote unquote hotties and celebrities, will now cost $6,000 a year for its services, according to Bloomberg News. $6,000. Gentlemen, that right there is a trip to a fresh pond. Yes, I'm saying overseas. Passport brothers. That is a trip to a new fishing hole. And if you want to stay here in these bad old states, if you go to a massage parlor, that right there is, guess what? 24 different women you can have. And if you go to the massage parlors, you know there's always a fresh rotation. But yeah, even though the men who would be actually able to afford this, they're not going to be on Tinder. So once again, we all know what this truly translates into. And I'm going to tell you at the end of this article. Now, here's where it's really funny. The new pay for play tier was offered to less than 1% of Tinder users, according to the company. You see how they slid that term in, pay for play? However, a guy like me, a regular, everyday, average man that says, you know what? I think pay for play should be completely legalized across the board. Oh, I'm the bad guy. Guess what? I like being the bad guy. A fair exchange between two consenting adults of legal age is no robbery. Therefore, it should be no crime. The Tinder Select subscription is one of four pay tiers that the app offers, with prices beginning as low as $24.99 a month. Once again, why are men still paying to strike out? But yet, once again, I'm going to reiterate, if a guy like me says, yes, hire a professional, oh, she doesn't want to give you her soul. I'm not there to get her soul. You know what I'm there for? And I'm willing to say this openly. That's right. I'm there to clap cheeks. I'm there to rail that woman for all she's worth for the time that she's allotted me through our payment. Yeah, that's what I'm there for. However, most men have become too scared to actually say that's what they really want. Why? Because most men, especially through the use of Hollywood, have been shamed out of our natural hunter role. Yes, gentlemen, yes. We want to clap cheeks. Oh, is that all you want? Yes. Yes. Going back through my own personal dating history before marrying the meat sack, every woman with whom I clapped cheeks with early, I actually stayed with longer. Why? Because once the sex was out of the way, at that point, it was actually getting to know the woman. Yes, you know what? I met some very cool women after I banged them and still want to hang with them. However, those wires are so twisted here in the West, in America especially. Yeah, no, no. And you still have modern women talking about they want men to date traditionally. Get the absolute fuck out of here with that nonsense. We know there is a subset of highly engaged and active users who's prioritize more effective and efficient ways to find connections. And so we engaged in extensive tests and feedback with this audience over the past several months to develop a completely new offering. Tinder Chief Product Officer Mark Van Ryswick said, the post has sought comment from Tinder. In July of last year, Tinder's parent company, Match Group, acquired The League, an exclusive dating app with quote-unquote curated base members focused on matching career-oriented users looking for a serious relationship in a deal with valued around $30 million. Now, gentlemen, remember back in the day, Match Group actually got sued for deceptive practices. Yeah. So I find it very ironic. Match Group has actually bought up a lot of dating apps and are now using it for pay-for-play subscriptions. Yeah, a lot of dating apps are definitely raising their prices. Gentlemen, I've always said this. Leave the dating apps. The odds of you finding what you're actually trying to seek is nil. It is negligible at best. However, far too many men still try to think that this is the quote-unquote right way to do this. No, it is not. The success of The League, which offers a VIP plan that charges $1,000 a week, reportedly inspired Match Group to roll out a new exclusive tier for quote-unquote high-intent users of Tinder. Raya, another app that caters towards celebrities and high-profile bachelors, offers several plans that charge members anywhere from $10 per month to $350 a year. Gary Swidler, the president of Match Group, whose portfolio also includes the dating app Hinge, as well as sites like OkCupid and Match.com, told a business gathering earlier this month that Tinder Select is expected to draw a quote-unquote relatively tiny amount of new players and payers. Gentlemen, what is being said here? Essentially, the everyday average man is being priced out of the market. Nonetheless, the company anticipates it will bolster revenue, which has slowed in recent months. That right there is the ultimate goal. More and more men dropping out of the Western dating pool. Now you're seeing what they're doing, how they're trying to make up for that difference. Oh, as more men leave, we want to try to make more exclusive services. Match Group said that the number of subscribers to its dating apps has fallen in each of the last three quarters, though average revenue per user has grown on a year-over-year basis, according to Bloomberg News. There you go. There you go. That's right, gentlemen. As more men have exited the dating market, have dropped out of the dating pool, guess what? Now you have more dating sites that are getting desperate. Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Why? Because more and more men have woken up to the simple fact. The overwhelming majority of Western women, they really don't want men. It's a tough pill to swallow, but hey, more and more men are taking that pill. You see what's happening, especially now. I find it hilarious that something like this would roll out in the middle of inflation. Yeah, student loan debt's about to kick back in a few days. Yeah, more and more men are going to be guarding their wallets. Gentlemen, just imagine what $6,000 a year could actually net you. A plane ticket to a fresh pond, hotel accommodations, relaxation, and if a nice local woman decides she wants to hang with you, guess what? You get that too. Wow. I just find it hilarious. These companies are desperate to keep men on the American plantation, which is why you still have even more plantation bros trying to shame the passport bros. But guess what? That is not working. No, no, no. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you American women who think that men are still going to be held on this plantation, you need to understand this, and you need to understand this crystal clear. The power you thought you were going to be able to exert through your hoo-ha, using dating apps, dating roaches, plantation bros, and the system to keep your backup plans here on the plantation, that is going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to accept you at your absolute worst, that's going out right along with it. More and more men have seen the bad deal that the American woman has to offer. The insufferable attitude. The outright just out of shapeness. Yeah. And men are supposed to say, I'm going to take that. I'm going to work my ass off to take that. Yeah. No. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.